Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. The beginning of work is from the beginning of time. God himself worked for 6 days and rested on the seventh. When God completed his creation, he called it very good. We are created in the image of God and are designed to experience success and fulfillment through hard work. As Christians, we should view our jobs as an opportunity to serve God through perseverance and patience, and serve others through a Christ-like attitude. In Colossians 3:23, we see, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. And in Ecclesiastes 3:12-13, I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God. And as my grandma used to say, a job worth doing is worth doing right. Of course, she also said, a job started is half done, and I have lots of projects that are half done. Happy Labor Day, America. I hope you're having a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend. This is a day that we set aside to acknowledge the labor of jobs well done, a country well built. We've shared the history of Labor Day here many times, but this year I want to bring you to think about the American Labor Day in a different realm. In reality, the American laborer, worker, crafter, the caregivers, the first responders, the farmers, the ranchers, the doctors, the truck drivers, the accountants, the construction workers, the pilots, the air traffic controllers, the plumbers, the butchers, the baker, and the candlestick makers. All Americans make this nation the greatest. Hard-working Americans. This day isn't about the nation. This day is about the Americans who work hard. Our labor, Labor Day, stems from the efforts of the labor union movement to celebrate the economic and social achievements of workers. However, like most American holidays, Americans will eat. They'll sleep a little longer, maybe sleep a little later, travel to visit family, and maybe barbecue a dead pig, dead cow, or dead chicken, reap the harvest of the garden, well cared for and labored over. Some might do nothing, or catch up on the work at home. Farmers don't normally take much of a day off, but labor through as the weather and harvest dictates the day. Union or non-union, city or country, Americans work hard. Let's talk about the American dream, the ideal that every U.S. citizen should have an equal opportunity to achieve success and prosperity through hard work, determination, and initiative. He or she can achieve the American dream only by hard work. The American pastime, the all-American food, the all-American boy, the girl next door. It's the American way. America is unique. Americans are exceptional. Yes, you are. Which to some is seen as deplorable, but only because you're ready to stand your ground for liberty and not ready to swallow a basket of lies for political gain. America is proud, possibly even when we shouldn't be. America is the people. We, the people. When we think of America, we think of blue jeans, homemade apple pie, hot dogs, and of course, Mom. County fairs, state fairs, vacations, square dances, two-stepping, waltzing, music, country music, pop music, rap music, gospel music. none of these things would exist without the people. What is your American dream these days? If you look at the politics of our time, if you listen to the news, and sadly sometimes even here, we'd have to say America's a nightmare at the moment. But put that all aside. You, the American worker, the all-American men and women, you are the ones who make this nation, not the politicians in D.C. and not the screaming media, both sides. You are the ones who deserve their respect and their representation, not the other way around. You work hard, and you are the ones who deserve better than what the D.C. occupiers are giving you. You, the people, are America. America is the land of opportunity. You do realize that. That's what the word happiness refers to. Not a joke from your mouth or a smile on your lips, but the happiness you're afforded by living in a land based on freedom. Life, liberty, the pursuit, opportunity of happiness, prosperity, and property. Private property, not government-owned property. America is the only land of such opportunity, although I fear we are losing it. Still, only in America do we witness such opportunities, from rags to riches. Only in America. And I have the words to that song that was done by Brooks and Dunn. Sun coming up over New York City. School bus driver in a traffic jam. Staring out at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid's dream of fame and fortune. One kid's help pay the rent. One could end up going to prison, and the other might end up president. Only in America, dreaming in red, white, and blue, only in America, where we dream as big as we want to. We all get a chance, everybody gets to dance, only in America. Sun going down on an L.A. freeway, newlyweds in the back of a limousine, a welder's son and a banker's daughter, all they want is everything. She came out here to be an actress. He was a singer in a band. They might just go back to Oklahoma and talk about the stars. They might have been. Only in America, dreaming in red, white, and blue. Only in America, right? I have this verse, and I think I have shared this one with you several times in the past. It's by Walt Whitman. I hear America singing. It talks about the different occupations, and it's an old, old poem or verse that talks about who we are and what we do here in America, the laborers, the workers. What is it that you do every single day? And maybe you've got today off. What is it that you do that you provide in your community, in your state, to your family? What is it that you do? When we come back from a break, I'm going to share the poem I Hear America Singing by Walt Whitman. And I want you to stop and think about what you do. Now, this is an old poem. But what is it that you do on a day-to-day basis in your job that makes America great? Or that could bring America home. It's Labor Day. Happy Labor Day to you, America. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Think about your labors, and we will be right back.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned, down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. It is Labor Day. I hope you're having a wonderful time with your family or just resting, kicking your feet up or barbecuing or whatever it is you're doing today, getting ready for tomorrow as we work hard. And I asked you when we were going to the break to think about what it is you do day in and day out. And I know I rattled off a whole bunch of job occupations and I missed a whole bunch of them. I know I did. But what is it that you do on a day-to-day basis? Now, like I said, this poem is an old one, and I know that I've shared it before, but I really like the way Walt Whitman put this together. I hear America singing, and of course, you know I like music, so I always like things that talk about singing. And I want you to think about what you do on a day-to-day basis. I hear America singing, the varied carols I hear, those of mechanics, each one singing his as it should be blithe and strong. The carpenter singing his as he measures his plank or beam. The mason singing his as he makes ready for work or leaves off work. The boatman singing what belongs to him in his boat. The deckhand singing on the steamboat deck. The shoemaker singing as he sits on his bench. The hatter singing as he stands. The woodcutter's song, the plowboy's on his way in the morning and at noon intermission or at sundown. The delicious singing of the mother or of the young wife at work or the girl sewing or washing, each singing what belongs to him or her and to none else. the day that belongs, the day that, the day, what, belongs to the day at night, the party of young fellows, robust, friendly, singing with open mouths their song, melodious songs. Do you sing over your work? Do you hear the hammer and think about the clanging of the hammer as a song? I love this old poem. It tells a story. It gives a credence to those who make this nation great. Even though many of those jobs and talents and arts are scarce in America today, and some might refer to the phrases as sexist, but we know better. And we deserve better. I mentioned earlier in the first segment of today's show that you, the people, are America. You are the ones who make America great or not. It is you. I have stumbled on this last week, and it's from 2015. It's a study of data. 20-year study. They only studied 20 years. I'm sure if they'd have gone back, they'd have found the same thing. But it revealed to this young man that Congress doesn't really care what you think. Now, you stop and think about this, because they want the tax dollars, your hard-working dollars. They want those. But why? He says in this script here, "For the last few years, I've had this sense that everything I learned as a kid about America's government and how it works is completely wrong. But I had no idea how bad things actually were until I saw this one graph." And in this article, it showed the graph, and it was pretty ugly. Researchers at Princeton University looked at more than 20 years' worth of data to answer a pretty simple question. Does the government represent the people? And I'm going to add in there the hardworking people. And this is what they found. The axis here represents public support for any given idea. On the left, at 0%, are ideas that not a single American wants. On the right, at 100%, are ideas that everyone supports. This axis represents the likelihood of Congress passing a law that reflects any of these ideas from 0 to 100% chance. On the particular graph, an ideal republic would look like this. If 50% of the public supports an idea, there's a 50% chance of it becoming law. If 80% of us support something, there's an 80% chance. You get the idea, right? Most Americans would probably agree that, with a few exceptions, we should be as close to this ideal as possible. Unfortunately, the way America actually works doesn't even come close. Take an idea that nobody supports, literally nobody, and it has about a 30% chance of becoming federal law. Now, take an incredibly popular idea, and there's also about a 30% chance of it becoming law. This means that the number of American voters for as against any idea has no impact on the likelihood that Congress will make it a law. But another way, put it another way, and I'm quoting the Princeton study here, the preferences of the average American appear to have only a minuscule, near zero, statistically non-significant impact upon public policy. That's kind of scary. And it's kind of eye-opening here on Labor Day when you work so hard. But there's a catch. This flat line only accounts for the bottom 90% of income earners in America. Economic elites, business interests, people who can afford lobbyists, they get their own line. Now, I have said this is not out of their study. This is out of my mouth. I really would like to do away with lobbyists completely, even the ones I agree with. Look how much closer their line is to the ideal. When they want something, the government is much more likely to do it. And when they don't, they have the power to completely block it from happening, no matter how much the rest of the country supports it. They get what they want, and guess who ends up paying for it? Yep, the hardworking American. Now, I want to add here, because this was a study in 2015, and now we are at 2018 with a different president. If they saw it this way in 2015, how much worse is it, or more obvious is it today in 2018? The majority of Americans wanted some kind of immigration, a wall, or something. But we're getting nothing. So who's paying for that? We're paying for it, but who's reaping what they want? Who's getting what they want? Let's go on to this article. We pay for it with the most expensive health care in the world, a tax code that's a complete mess. Now, this was back in 2015, and I don't know that it's a whole lot better right now. We pay for it with internet that's slower, wasteful spending, a floundering education system, a catastrophic drug war, and a 1 in 5 American children born in poverty. 1 in 5. Almost every major issue we face as a nation can be traced back to the graph that's in this article. How does this happen? Just follow the money. Right now, it's perfectly legal to buy political influence in America. I think they legislated that. Here's how it works. Let's say a big bank wants a law that would force taxpayers to bail them out again. And if they repeat the exact same reckless behavior that crashed the global economy in 2008, even if they do. Not exactly the most popular idea with the public, with we the people, the hardworking, laboring Americans. And Congress knows that. That should be the end of it. But that's where the money comes in. It's perfectly legal for our bank to hire a team of lobbyists whose entire job is to make sure the government gives the bank what it wants. Then, those lobbyists can track down numbers of Congress who regulate banks and help raise a ton of money for their re-election campaigns. It's perfectly legal for those lobbyists to offer those same politicians $1 million jobs at their lobbying firms. We're going into a break. There's more sad news here for the American hardworking people that deserve a whole lot better than the representation we're receiving. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Happy Labor Day, and I do mean that, even though this is kind of bad news that I'm sharing. We have good news. It's coming. CSC Talk Radio, we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways, rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Happy Labor Day. I know I'm bringing some sad news here, but we're going to turn it around. We are. We're going to turn it around. It's going to take some time. We've been going down this bad path for a long time. This is just a 20-year study, but it's been going on a lot longer than 20 years. Well, when we went into the break, we were talking about the lobbyists. So let's get back to that. The lobbyists can literally write the language of this new bailout law themselves when they get one and hand it off to the politicians they just buttered up with a campaign money and lucrative job offers. Now, that's why they don't care what their salaries are. That's why they will spend bukus of dollars for a job that doesn't pay near that much. Let's move on. It's perfectly legal for those politicians to take lobbyist-written language and sneak it through Congress at the last second. So now we've got a law that greatly benefits the banks, and the whole process can start over. This is how a bill becomes a law. A special interest hires a lobbyist. Those lobbyists collect campaign contributions, offer jobs, and then write the laws that Congress passes to help those same special interests. First, we have to pass it, and then we'll read it. Remember those words? This happens every day on every single issue with politicians in both parties. In the last five years alone, the 200 most politically active companies in the U.S. spent $5.8 billion influencing your government. Those same companies got $4.4 trillion in taxpayer support. That's your tax dollars, and that's trillion with a T. And that's just the top 200 companies. Never mind every other special interest, unions, trade associations, and every billionaire. Every single one of them can use their money to buy political influence. There's the idea that this only became a problem after the Supreme Court Citizen United decision in 2010. But the data goes back almost 40 years, and the results are clear. Corruption appears to be legal in America. And as long as it is, anyone can spend money to buy influence, and they will. The solution here isn't rocket science. Make corruption illegal. We already know Congress won't do it. One look at this chart that showed in this article will tell you that. What we need is a plan that lets us go up around Congress, go around Congress, and do what the American people do best. Fix this mess ourselves. Well, the good news, he says, we have that plan, and it already is working. Now we've got the problem covered. Let us show you how we can do it. Of course, they're promoting a foundation that they support. And we have brought many people here on air who have talked about fixing the problems. The problem has to be fixed with we the people, the hardworking, laboring people. The American people. That's how it will be fixed. Now, I had on the air Walter Myers just a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about a new organization. He says they have the plan, and they have it written out. And that's PNI. And you can go to PNI.org. PNI.org and check them out. There are other organizations that are fighting and doing what they can. We have Power the Future here on the air regularly, fighting for the coal industry, fighting for common sense in energy here in the United States of America. We have resources. Our natural resources are abundant. God has blessed us so. America deserves better than what we're getting out of D.C. We, as the people, we can do better, and we need to do better. We also need to do whatever we can to try to support American workers and companies, to keep our money here, our workers here, our jobs here. And I thought today was the perfect day for me to share with you what I'm getting ready to do. While CSC Talk Radio is and always has been and always has tried to promote a Made in America product and Made in America companies, and it's been a tough project, by the way, I'm on another drive to do just that. In the next few weeks, you're going to hear from several Made in America companies with some fantastic, unique, high-quality products, companies that serve America. They serve rural America, family-owned companies with fantastic, maybe even heart-wrenching stories to share. Truly the American dreamers, the entrepreneurs, hard workers, providing jobs for Americans. Made in America keeps jobs here. The money spent with these companies stays in America. The money for workers is here. The jobs are here. All is here. Isn't that the essence of bringing America home? Help me build this campaign. If you are such a company or have such an art or product to share, let's do that here. I'll help you. You help me. That's the way it's going to work. I'm offering a branding for these companies and products. I've put together two campaigns, and for some, they'll even receive a show interview to share their story with you. I'm excited about this, and I'm looking forward to the stories. Visit csctalkradio.com. Look for my newest page. It's called All American Market. I hope to fill that page with companies. Right now, we have three there. We have MyPillow, and we're getting ready to introduce to you Liberty Tabletop and Range Magazine. And we have some others in the works that we're hoping to add to that. Hard work is what we do here. Hard work is what we are to do. Supporting and encouraging one another is also what we should do. America truly does have it all. We have everything here in this nation. God has blessed us abundantly. We're not as grateful as we should be. We have the ingenuity. We have the muscle. We have the brains. We have the natural resources. We have the beauty. We have the heart. We have a God. If we will but acknowledge and honor Him. God has blessed America. He has blessed Americans. We work hard all year long, and we have one day called Labor Day that we take a rest, supposedly. I think we all wear ourselves out on the holidays. Take a rest, supposedly, to reflect about and to celebrate the hard work we have put in all year. What is your job? What is it that you do? And what is your American dream? What is it that you want for you, your family, your spouse? What is it you hope for their future? Are you like the old men who plant trees? What is it that you do? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Happy Labor Day. I don't know what I was getting ready to say, but happy Labor Day. Hope you're having a good barbecue. And we will be right back.
Hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. it. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo. And we have returned. Happy Labor Day to you. As we were going into the last break, I was kind of giving you a little challenge. I shared with you how Congress doesn't listen to you. They really don't care what you think. They care about the lobbyists and who's paying them, promising them, making them promises. They're D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals for them, not for you, which is why we have the crises that we have in this nation today, economically, immigration and violence and all the way around, jobs. It's because of them and health care. This is an old poem as well that I have shared in years past. Again, they're kind of my faves, and I go back to them because I think they have a message. So this message is to all Americans. What is it that you're doing, and how will that help the future of this nation? It's called The Bridge Builder by Will Allen Drumgoole. An old man going alone on a highway came at the evening, cold and gray, to a chasm vast and wide and steep, with waters rolling cold and deep. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. The sullen stream had no fears for him. But he turned when safe on the other side and built a bridge to span the tide. "Old man," said a fellow pilgrim near, "you are wasting your strength with building here. Your journey will end with the ending day. You never again will pass this way. You've crossed the chasm deep and wide. Why build you this bridge at eventide?" The builder lifted his old gray head. "Good friend, in the path I have come," he said, "there followeth after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. The chasm that was not to me, to that fair-haired youth may a pitfall be. He, too, must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I'm building this bridge for him. Are we being in our labors the bridge builders that we need to be for the future generations of this nation? Are we doing all that we can? America truly does have it all. As I mentioned in the last segment, we have the ingenuity. We have the muscle. We have the brawn, the beauty, the natural resources. We have the heart. I hope we have the heart. And we have a God. If we will but acknowledge and honor Him in our lives and in our work, God has blessed America. The song was huge during a time in this land that was solemn, as we were in a brutal war, World War II. Kate Smith sang it, and it was nearly an overnight hit, because we the people, needed the reminder, and we needed to ask and to plea. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home, sweet home. God has blessed Americans. We have many times ignored Him, walked our own path, lost our way because we stopped focusing on our God, our Creator, our Savior. In Ecclesiastes 5:18 through 20, it says, "This is what I have observed to be good, that it is appropriate for a person to eat, to drink, and to find satisfaction in their toilsome labor under the sun during the few days of life God has given them, for this is their lot. Moreover, when God gives someone wealth and possessions and the ability to enjoy them, to accept their lot and be happy in their toil, this is a gift of God. They seldom reflect on the days of their life because God keeps them occupied with gladness of heart." Those are some profound and precious words and a promise from above. Making our labor count for our God. I have another poem. Labor Day, God of shop and marketplace, of farm and studio, factory and shipping lane, of school and busy home. Bless the produce of our hands. Redeem our work for kingdom use. By your grace, our efforts stand, all offered up to you. There in Eden, you proclaimed that we should work the earth, stewards over all we named, delighting in their worth. Through our fall, we brought decay, lost access to Jehovah's rest. Through the cross, we rest in faith, and all our labors blessed. In your image, we are made, creative like you are, forming goods for use and trade, just like you formed the stars. Send us out in power and skill to worship through each task assigned. By your Spirit, we fulfill the holy, grand design. Does your work glorify the Lord? Does your work build a bridge for the future of this nation? The future generations of this nation, they need hard-working laborers today. We need to teach them how to labor tomorrow. We deserve better than what we're getting from D.C. And we can make sure that we get it. Because we, the people, truly are America. Not the D.C. occupiers, not the screaming media. You, your hard work, your labors, are what this nation is built on. And at one point in time, this nation declared God to be a nation under God. And for some reason, because government wants us to follow them, we've thrown that away. One nation under God. Today, on Labor Day. I hope you're having a wonderful time. I hope you enjoyed the poems and the bad news. And the good news is, you do count. Maybe not in D.C., but you do count. And you are America. And you and I, when we labor and when we rest, we will bring America home. Silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSE Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.